You're listening to Red Legs Radio with Ben Hook. Thanks to Climat Air Conditioning. Climat Air Conditioning and Solar. Simply the best.
Yeah, g'day there. You're listening to Red Legs Radio. I am Ben Hook, and I've got a couple of legends in the studio that I'm about to chat to very shortly. Of course, we're hotting up for the big game on Saturday afternoon. We're heading down to Unley Oval, better known as Peter Motley Oval these days, named after the champion of the Sturt Football Club, Peter Motley. And it's Norwood taking on the Double Blues. We're one round winners over Port Adelaide. They are first round losers over the Eagles. And we are looking forward to continuing that trend. We go 2-0, they go 0-2. But we're going to take some time out from footy to start to talk about another one of the great supporters and partners of the Norwood Football Club. I'm talking about Blades, the Barber Lounge. And for those of you who are at Cooper Stadium on Thursday night, you may have noticed that the boys were actually there in action doing haircuts while you were watching the footy. Let's catch up with them now. It's Raf and Paz. Raf, welcome to Red Legs Radio.
Welcome, thank you.
Great to have you on board. Paz, you as well. Hey, just tell us a little bit about who came up with the idea of doing haircuts on a Thursday night at a football ground?
I think it was a bit of a brainchild between myself and Dale Fleming. We were thinking of what we can do, one, to bring back, to give something back to the club as well as our sponsorship, but something that we could do to engage the fans, and something that's a bit unique and different. We haven't seen a barbershop get done in a footy game before. We've done other events in the past. We thought that'd be a pretty cool idea.
What about the challenges? I mean, normally you've got mirrors, you've got a little bit of FM music, if you like, going on in the background. What were the challenges of performing haircuts while there was a raucous 5,000-strong crowd there?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there was really many challenges. You know, lighting's, it's not easy at nighttime. But you know, when you're engaging with the fans, you're having fun. Guys, the fans already had a few drinks, so if we miss a little bit on the side, it won't matter.
Paz, tell us a little bit about the business, mate. Its origins, where did it start from, and how has it grown into this six outlets, I think it might be now. Just tell us a little bit about how it's all come about.
We started back in 2015, and first shop was in Golden Grove.
Righto.
I'd been in that shopping centre for probably 7 years, and the shop that I was in before was quite busy. And I said to my brother one day, I said, hey, man, like, you got to come down and check out the shop I'm working in, because I think this is the shop we got to pick up on, you know. So he came down, had a look, and we were like, yep, you know what, this is the one, let's do it. So 2015, the end of the year, we pretty much snapped it up and started from there, and then it just grew one after another, just from there.
So we are both, when we talk barbers, we're generally talking men's haircuts. Is that pretty much the market? Is that what you're generally
men's
involved in?
Men's and kids, basically.
Men's and kids, okay. So how did you two link up?
Well, I'm not a barber myself.
Right.
I look after the business side of it, but Paz has obviously been in the industry over 20 years now. I've done other businesses in the past, and so it was a matter of pretty much putting together his knowledge of barbering, my knowledge of business, and let's go ahead and do something
together.
So
basically, I use my hands, he uses his brain.
Right, okay. And do you do his hair?
No.
Right.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Who does Raf's hair?
We've got a guy named Nick.
Nick.
That works for us.
Yeah. So are we proud of the work that Nick does, mate?
Absolutely. All my barbers.
Proud of what everyone does.
So how do you go? My understanding is in business, you know, getting one outlet is one thing, maybe getting to two or three is another, but going to six, I mean, that's quite a remarkable jump. You've got large staff to employ. How have you got it to such a metropolis of a business?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, we're a family business, and it's about making your staff happy and creating that culture. We've got longevity with our staff. We've had staff that have been with us for 5 years since our inception, 4.5 years, 3.5 years, so on and so on. So keeping the longevity of the staff has enabled us to grow. And we've pretty much done a barbershop each year since we've opened, even once. So we've been 5.5 years now, we're up to six. We put credit to a lot of that with our staff and creating that family atmosphere between us, the staff, and the clients.
Raf, you said you started at Golden Grove. You're now obviously at Norwood, right next to the Norwood.
Store.
That was store number two.
Yep.
Where have you moved since then?
So after we did Norwood, we moved to Fell, Glenburn Road, which is still part of the Norwood St. Peter's Council.
Sure.
We're locals from the area, so we come from the eastern suburbs.
Right.
And our father and myself and my brother have been strong Red Leg fans from day one. So The East is our where we come from, so sure. It was all about let's put a stamp into the East. We did that with Nord as our second store, and then Glenburn Road fell. Then we moved to the city, in the David Jones complex down in Food Court. Then we're now also at Highmarsh, across from the Entertainment Centre. And we've just recently opened down at Plimpton, where the Highway Hotel is in the new development there.
Beautiful. Just spreading the wings a little bit, boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. So, but very much Norwood first and foremost. Is that right, Paz?
100%. Yeah.
You said that your family were Norwood supporters. What about you, Paz?
Oh, I'm still the same family.
Oh,
we're brothers.
Your brothers? Yeah. Oh, beg your pardon. Sorry, now that's the first time I've worked that out.
That's why we said family business.
If you really want me to tell you, no. Yeah.
So we're brothers, we're partners in the business, and we've got a younger brother also that manages our Norwood store that a lot of the Norwood players would know very well. We're through and through, three brothers from the east side, Red Lake fans and Norwood supporters. I live even on the street.
He's
I live
the one
in
that keeps Declan... fresh every time.
Declan Hamilton.
That's the one.
Our other brother, Anthony, yes.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. So Anthony does Decky's hair.
Correct.
Yeah. I'll have to study him a little bit closely. Now, I'm going to avoid you here, Raf, but Paz, you're my man. Now, look, I'm getting a bit on in years, Paz, and not looking as fresh and young as I used to. What would you recommend for me as a good haircut? Should I grow it out a little bit longer or let my grey locks flow? Or what would you recommend? I'll even remove the headphones for you so you get a bit better look at what you're dealing with here. What's the recommendation for me, mate?
I would probably keep it the way it is.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Happy with it?
Yeah, Silver Fox.
You wouldn't try and shave it back?
Why would you get rid of it? Silver Fox is what's in fashion. Everyone at the moment is going for that silver look.
So you're happy with the length, happy with the style,
all it needs is a freshen up.
Just a bit of it, yeah. I'm a couple of weeks off of looking my best. I'm probably a bit overdue. I might have to come in and see you boys. What's the best store? Who's doing the best jobs at the moment? Is that you, Paz?
Yeah, come see me.
Fair
at
enough.
Phil. I'm at Phil.
I'm
at Phil. So I got me is at Phil, and my little brother is at Norwood.
Very good. So what's the end game here, boys? I might refer back to you here, Raf. We've gone from one business in Golden Grove, the second one at Norwood, to Firle, to Hindmarsh, to the city, to Plimpton. It's quite amazing. Where are we heading next? Is it world domination?
Oh, look, skies are the limits. Take every opportunity when you get it, and you move forward. You're always moving forward. So, it's been a tough year, as we know, in the climate that we've been in the business world with COVID and all the rest of it. Now this year is about strengthening our business, strengthening the partnerships and the community involvement that we do. We don't just look after Norwood Redlegs, but we've got other community involvements that we do as well. And really putting a stamp on ourselves this year and then seeing what our next level is from there.
Chatting to the boys from Blades the Barber Lounge, great supporters of the Norwood Football Club. It's Raf and Paz. If you want to get into the Firle store, Paz will do a wonderful job for you. Don't see Raf for a haircut, but if you need some business advice, he is your man. He is the brains behind the Blades the Barber Lounge explosion. Just very quickly before we wrap it up, boys, we're going to be back at Cooper Stadium again to do more on-field, well, not on-field, but on the concourse haircuts.
Yeah, so just on that, we'll be at every home game this year.
Brilliant.
It's $5 discount for members. But all proceeds that we're doing there is going back to the Norwood FC Junior Development Program. So we're not taking a single cent from anything that we do there. So for all the fans out there, the money's gone back to the club. So we'd love to see you there. We'd love to be able to cut your hair, and we're happy to support the club with everything we're trying to do there.
Great deal, that. So there you have it. Go and just don't bother getting your hair cut until the Norwood next home game. We're playing North Adelaide in a couple of weeks. I reckon that'll be the time. Go and see the boys at Blades the Barber Lounge, just on the outer side of the ground. Is that right?
Yep, next to the...
The family area,
that's right. Yeah.
Family-friendly area. They're under the big tent there. You pop in, you get yourself a haircut, you get a $5 discount if you're a Redlegs member, and all of the proceeds are going back to the Football Club Junior Development. The boys from Blades Barber Lounge, thank you so much for joining us. Raf and Paz, really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Two of the great supporters of the Norwood Football Club, the boys from Blades the Barber Lounge, join us. You listen to Redlegs Radio. We're off to a break, and on the other side, we're catching up with the 100-gamer, Cam Shenton.
You're listening to Redlegs Radio with Ben Hook. Thanks to Climat Air Conditioning. Climat Air Conditioning and Solar. Simply the best.